morning, everybody, and welcome into That Movie Show, presented by Showcase Cinemas right here on North Shore 1049. Mike Went and Eddie McCabe. Eddie, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, it's a great day for movies, and more specifically, movie awards.
It is. Next Wednesday, the Golden Globes.
Yes.
So we are going to run down the movie section of the Golden Globes here with you on North Shore 1049. But we're actually going to do the entire Golden Globes following this show. If you jump over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv, we're going to continue the conversation about more of the TVs. We'll go a little bit more in depth on the movies. But since it's That Movie Show,
right,
on North Shore 1049, we're going to do movies today.
We should.
All right, let's jump right into it. We talked briefly about the Best Picture nominations. So Best Picture nomination for drama for the Golden Globes. We got The Two Popes, Marriage Story, Joker, The Irishman, and 1917. I've seen two. Have you?
Yes, I have seen two. The one that I want to see the most is 1917.
Yes.
Just because it hits all of my filmmaking, like, you know, hot buttons.
Yeah.
I do love, and I think I talked about it on last week's show or 2 weeks ago, I'm not sure when, I do like that we're now in a renaissance of World War One movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lived in a world where we've seen every story, basically, that has been told about World War Two, and World War One kind of gets forgotten. So I do like that with Dunkirk and now 1917.
Dunkirk was so good.
We're really diving into the events of World War One. You know, especially because of how important it is setting up World War II.
Right.
You know, and so 1917, really cool story, visually really awesome, because one of the ways that it's filmed is similar to that of Birdman, where it looks like the movie is all one take.
Okay.
You know, and through strategic editing and blocking, that's where the cuts are. And I love that sort of nonsense, where it's like, look, it's like we're watching this whole thing just kind of unfold, and we're just traveling along as a third companion.
What I think, and I haven't seen the movie yet, but through the trailers and whatnot, the way it looks and the way it sounds also, was something that I really enjoyed about Dunkirk was you felt immersed in the movie. Like, you felt like you were part of the movie. Just when the bombs would go off, it was like, it wasn't like a movie bomb. No. It was like almost like for lack of a better term, like those concussion bomb things.
Yeah.
Where it's like just, it's loud crashing. And if you have a good enough surround system, it's all around you.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I mean, you look at a movie and you watch this type of movie in like an X Plus at Showcase
Cinemas.
They
have to be seen in cinemas.
You know,
have to be seen in theaters.
I mean, because home theaters are great, but if you see this type of movie in that Dolby surround sound, it's, you know, it's unparalleled.
Like, it's one thing to have 5 to 7 speakers in your house, but if you're in a theater with 42 speakers, floor to ceiling, and it's a 100-foot screen, it's like you're experiencing this movie. It's definitely one. Yeah, it's an experience. It's an absolute
and
experience.
And so I still have to see that. I still want to see that, but we did cover The Irishman on the podcast version of this show.
We did. Go to thatmovieshow.net. You can find the podcast there.
And then we have talked about Joker. I think we also might have covered
Joker. We did a podcast on that as well, so go to thatmovieshow.net. You can find Joker as well.
So I'm not necessarily going to, you know, kind of rehash all of that stuff, especially because we have other things to get to.
Right.
But those are both solid movies that are, you know, worth nomination.
Absolutely. Now, what do you know about Marriage Story and The Two Popes?
So, I don't know much about Two Popes at all. Unfortunately, I haven't heard much about it. But Marriage Story is starring Kylo Ren and the Black Widow.
Okay. So, all right. And here's now that you say that, now this makes a whole lot more sense. The memes that have been going around of Baby Yoda getting yelled at by Kylo Ren, I'm guessing that picture is from that movie?
Okay, yeah.
That makes more sense.
So basically, Marriage Story is supposed to be a very raw and visceral account of two people that fall in love and fall out of love and get divorced.
Oh, wow.
So
relatable.
So here's the thing. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Looks like one of those you really have to be in the right frame of mind to sit down and want to watch that.
That's kind of what I kind of gathered. Yeah. The biggest kind of takeaway from this, and I don't know whether it would fit here or in Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, no Avengers Endgame.
Nope.
So very interesting that that was not included. I thought that that would have been kind of included, at least in a best picture, for one of these.
And my guess is, and I think the Golden Globes stick to five.
Yeah.
I believe they're strict on that. The Oscars, I think, are a little bit more flexible now. They go 9, sometimes 10 nominations. Right. I think we'll see Endgame in the Oscars.
I think so, too. But
I mean, we talked about it last year with Black Panther and, you know, getting us to Endgame and the whole reason behind them not nominating Infinity War, even though it was the best Marvel movie of the year. I definitely, if it was nominated, it would have to fit in drama.
I would assume
it would have to fit in drama.
I mean, Vice was in comedy last year.
Last year's was terrible.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It was the year The Star Is Born did not win.
Yeah,
That's how it's going to be remembered. The best movie didn't win. Anyway, so looking at Best Picture drama, what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that The Irishman is going to take this.
Okay.
I think that it's kind of between Irishman and Joker, just based on how much...
The buzz?
Yeah, the buzz of these two movies. I think that between Joker being as powerful as it was, and The Irishman having all of that pedigree, you know, I think that Joker kind of surprised everybody with how good it was, whereas The Irishman was as good as everybody thought it would be.
Right.
And De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, Scorsese, Keitel, like, it just has all of the names. Plus, we'll see if Netflix has, you know, this award show loves them some Netflix.
Sure.
So, you know, and Amazon, which we'll see in the, the streaming stuff. So,
I would say, I mean, it's definitely those two are the front runners.
Yeah.
And I think those two are going to be the front runners when we get to Oscar season. It's tough. It's a tough one between those two because I can see, it's very easy for me to say The Irishman is going to win.
Right.
It's an easy one. It's a bit more dicey of a win for the Joker.
It is.
But I can easily see either one picking it up.
Right.
If I had to, gun to my head, Irishman.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. Best picture in a musical or comedy. We got Rocket Man, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Knives Out, Jojo Rabbit, and Dolomite Is My Name. I like this category better than drama.
This is my favorite category. I
love these movies.
I haven't seen Dolomite Is My Name, but it's on Netflix, so it's only a matter of time before I watch it. But basically, every other movie in this category were my favorite movies of the year.
Exactly. Every single one that's on there, you have said on this show after seeing it, best movie of the year. And then you see the next one, like, best movie of the year.
Yes.
So this is like, this is your category.
This is my category. I absolutely loved Rocket Man when it came out, and I talked about it on either this show or the podcast before.
Yep.
I thought that Taron Egerton did a great job. He was not as good as Rami Malek was Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, but Rocket Man is a better movie than Bohemian Rhapsody as a whole.
Now, was he singing?
He sang. He actually
did his own,
sang.
Because Rami Malek didn't. And that was always my biggest gripe last year with the whole Jackson Maine Freddie Mercury battle. It's like, well, Bradley Cooper sang his own stuff.
Yes. Taron Egerton did sing.
Okay.
He was phenomenal. Credit. That was awesome.
And it's appropriately categorized in the musical.
Yes, it is. It is. It's not a drama.
Gosh.
It's not a drama for some reason.
How did that happen?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino. Love me some Tarantino.
I just got the Blu-ray and we rewatched it twice already.
I really liked the movie. I thought it was great.
It's a long one, and I don't mind long movies if they're entertaining.
Yeah. It's a weird one. It's definitely very odd for him, but it was good. Yeah.
And it's one of those things, and I know I've mentioned it either here or when I did the morning show on North Shore. What I've realized after the fact is that he's gone on record as saying that this was his most personal movie.
Yeah.
And one of the things everybody talks about is those long, extended car sequences where you're just hearing the radio and seeing L.A. in the late 60s, early 70s. And he described it. He goes, that was my view of Los Angeles at 10 years old.
Yeah.
In the back of my stepdad's car, listening to the radio, looking out the window, that's what I saw. And he basically recreated his childhood.
Yeah.
And because he's Tarantino, he had the budget to recreate his childhood. Not CGI it.
Yeah.
He actually went to L.A. and put all those old marquees up and made it look and got all the cars.
Yeah.
And it's like the behind the scenes on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is kind of amazing how much practical stuff they did.
Yeah, it was pretty good. At the end of that movie, I would have liked to have been paced a little bit more like that. But
they get to it. They get to it. Yeah, the last 15 minutes is kind of bonkers.
Yeah, it's bonkers, and I loved it, and I was here for it. The Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm really surprised. I don't think he's nominated for anything.
And we'll see in a second.
And he really should be.
He should be.
Because he was fantastic in this.
He's one of those, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of those that, younger Leo, I was never a giant fan of.
Yeah.
But especially in the last 10 years, there's few things he's done that I'm not like, that's the best performance of the year.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's like Wolf of Wall Street, going back to Departed. Like anything he's done with Scorsese or Tarantino. Yeah. Django Unchained, he was crazy good and a horrible human being.
Yeah, it was awesome.
At the same time, it's like you can't take your eyes off of him. So he is, I think we've mentioned on the show, he's like the last real movie star.
Yeah.
From an old age, you know, right. Where we're nowadays everybody's into, you know, the Twitter and the social media and everybody's so humanized.
Yeah.
He's the holdover from what I call like the Jack Nicholson era,
right?
Where movie stars were almost mythical.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
which I think is really cool. Knives Out,
that movie was so fun.
Knives Out. I mean, that's this is a category of frontrunners in my opinion.
Yes, it really is. Knives Out was fantastic. You should definitely go see it. It is a murder mystery whodunit. It feels like Clue. It feels like it executes Clue better than Clue did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every performance is fantastic. It's an A-list cast, and everybody's a standout.
And Rian Johnson directing, and directing, the guy who did Last Jedi.
Yeah, so, you know, for as much as everybody hated that movie, he definitely deserves all the praise for
this. You can go back and find our Last Jedi episode in the archives as well, thatmovieshow.net.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit, you talked about a few weeks ago after seeing it, another one of your favorites of the year.
This is my favorite movie of the year. Second favorite movie of the year, only behind Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
This is it. This movie is fantastic. Taika Waititi.
he is fantastic.
He's fantastic in the movie.
Yeah.
He's fantastic as directing. Scarlett Johansson puts out a fantastic performance. The children in it, both the main boy that plays Jojo and his best friend, are delightful.
Great.
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell, period. Dolomite Is My Name. I saw this one. I loved it. It's Eddie Murphy doing the Eddie Murphy that we all have wanted him to do for years. It's a great story. Dolomite, of course, is one of the blaxploitation movies from the 70s. And it's just, again, it's Eddie Murphy the way we love him.
Yeah.
And what we want to see and what we're hoping we're going to see with Coming to America 2, which comes out next year. And I believe Netflix picked up Beverly Hills Cop and wants to start doing sequels. Maybe. So it's, if this is the type of trajectory he's on, like, I'm all with it. Even if he does one movie a year, even if there's one movie every few years,
right?
Do it like this. I don't need any more of Dr. Doolittle's or Haunted Mansions or any of that stuff. It's like, you did enough movies for your kids. Do more for me.
Yeah, right.
Again, it's a category of frontrunners. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Jojo Rabbit.
Okay.
That movie was fantastic.
I'm going to...
It's more for heart on my end.
Yeah, I mean, but it is. But it could... That's one of those ones. I mean, it's the only thing swaying me is the Hollywood Foreign Press loves them some Tarantino.
That's true.
I think Once Upon a Time...
I'm pretty sure that they're still standing and applauding.
They are. You can still hear them.
Yeah, you can still hear them if you just hold on.
Chanting his name, Quentin. I'm going to go Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in this one. Let's see. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture or drama. But first, let us tell you about Showcase Subscribe. Showcase Cinemas brings you That Movie Show right here on North Shore 104.9. And, of course, Showcase Subscribe is the best way to see more movies a month for less. They have plans starting as low as $11.95. You can get individual plans. You can get group plans. You can gift plans. Give the plan to someone you love. And you can get advanced tickets. You can pick your seats. There's no blackout dates. There's no downside
now,
to Showcase Subscribe.
Think about that, right? $11.95, that's where the plans start.
That's where they start.
Movies now, if you just go and buy a ticket, are $13.
Yeah, you're already ahead of the game. You see one movie using Showcase Subscribe, you're already saving money.
Yes.
Boom. Go to ShowcaseSubscribe.com and get you a plan. Of course, Showcase Cinemas proudly presents That Movie Show right here on North Shore 104.9. All right, best performance by an actress in a motion picture or drama. We got, let's see, Renee Zellweger for Judy, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, Saoirse Ronan. I'm terrible with her name. Saoirse?
I believe so.
Little Women, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, and Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. These nominations kill me because I don't pre-read the names.
It's very fun on the air.
Let's go for it. Bombshell looks amazing. I haven't seen it yet, but that movie, I don't know, the trailer, even though they're not telling me anything about the story, and I'm not into politics, I'm not into news, none of that stuff, it bores the hell out of me. This movie, from the trailer alone, with these three actresses that are leading it, looks crazy good.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting because it's just a retelling. There's one thing I don't particularly enjoy, and that's movies that are based on historical events that happened within the last 5 to 10 years.
Now, again, I vaguely know who these people are, who they're playing. What's the story?
So it has some, I'm not 100% on it, just because, again, I'm much like you. I don't necessarily follow the politics, but it has something to do with Fox News-like sexual assault scandals.
Okay.
So, you know, someone at the top at Fox News got a little handsy. People came out, and it caused a lot of controversy.
So that's the Bombshell.
That's the Bombshell. Gotcha. So it looks good. It looks interesting. From everything that I'm hearing, this is Scarlett Johansson's award to lose.
For
Marriage Story. Okay. I think that, the movie itself won't win anything, but performance-wise. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is going to, probably clean up this year.
And I'm still looking forward to seeing Judy. I think it just hit one of the streaming services or something like that. Like, or you can rent it on demand or something like that. I really wanted to see that because Renee Zellweger looked just like Judy Garland.
Yes.
It looked crazy good. I'll go with Scarlett Johansson. Based off of what you said, it sounds like one of those types of movies that it's an award-baity type of movie.
It is. I mean, this is what we, this is the type of season where it's just like, the movie is whatever and nobody will see it, but these will be the best performances of the year.
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, Adam Driver, Marriage Story, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, and Christian Bale for Ford and Ferrari.
Yeah, everything that I'm hearing about Christian Bale's performance in Ford and Ferrari makes him a contender for this award. Same thing with Adam Driver. But I do think Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker will win this.
I think I think he's going into it with... it's one of those movies that it had the buzz before it opened.
Right.
Then it opened. It got a lot of attention.
Right.
Then it hit $1 billion, and it's like, well, it's his award to lose.
Right. And
money shouldn't factor into it, but it does.
Well, I do.
More people have seen it.
I do think that's my biggest gripe with these types of movies, where it's like Adam Driver is probably, his acting is probably fantastic in Marriage Story, but a quarter of the people at most saw that compared to who saw Joker and Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. And that does matter.
Yeah.
You know, like, at least in my personal, like, that does matter. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're here to entertain.
Sure.
And if nobody went to see your movie, or your movie was panned, I'll never forget Meryl Streep won for The Iron Lady, but everybody hated The Iron Lady. All the reviews were terrible.
Oh, I do remember
It's like, no, your movie, you're not the best actor.
Right.
If everybody hated your movie. Yeah. But I think that it's also the Joker character is also starting to become mythical, almost, where it's like, remember how, like, James Bond and, like, playing James Bond was, like, a big launching point?
I got you.
I think we're starting to get there with Joker. It's like, because everybody loves Nicholson.
Sure.
Everybody loves Heath Ledger.
Yep.
And now if Joaquin Phoenix...
Nobody liked Jared Leto.
I loved Jared Leto, but that's because I'm a comic book dork and I loved it being so weird and different.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Emma Thompson, Late Night. Beanie Feldstein, Booksmart. Anna de Armas, Knives Out. Cate Blanchett, Where'd You Go, Bernadette. And Awkwafina, Not the Water, The Farewell.
Yeah, I loved Knives Out, and Anna de Armas was fantastic.
I did say that correctly, didn't I?
Yes.
Anna de Armas, nice.
She was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was absolutely fantastic. I think that out of this category, I would choose her over all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I thought she did a great... She put out a great performance, especially because comparatively to everybody on screen, I mean, you have Captain America, James Bond, and you know what I mean? And
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, you have some heavy, heavy hitters. Christopher Plummer's in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you went toe-to-toe with those people, you know? So you're definitely...
You're not going with the always refreshing Awkwafina?
Yeah, no, not Awkwafina. I'm far more of a Fiji guy.
Before we move on to Best Actor, Showcase Subscribe, as we mentioned, it's the best way to see movies. You see more movies a month starting as low as $11.95. Go to showcasesubscribe.com. Set up your subscription, either individual plans, group plans, or gift plans to someone you love. You can get advanced ticket purchases. You can pick your seats in advance. Stuff like, it's already out now, but, you know, in Star Wars, yeah, Rise of Skywalker, and everyone's losing their minds because they're trying to refresh the ticket pages,
yes,
the day the tickets go on sale, get Showcase Subscribe. You literally pick up your phone, hit Rise of Skywalker, get your tickets without any hassle. When Endgame came out, and it broke all the other movie theater chain ticket things.
Yes.
You and I.
No problems.
We weren't waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to get Endgame tickets. I got up at a convenient 11 a.m., opened up my app, and got exactly the show, the time, and the seat that I wanted for Endgame because Showcase Subscribe was the only one working.
And then you texted me, and I was like, oh, I should probably do that. And I did it at a cool 1 p.m.
Exactly. I had three sets of tickets before most people even got through to the site.
Yeah.
Showcase Subscribe, obviously the best way to see movies. ShowcaseSubscribe.com. Showcase Cinemas presents That Movie Show right here on North Shore 104.9. We got about 9 minutes,
yes,
left. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name. Taron Egerton for Rocketman. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is nominated. Roman Griffin Davis for Jojo Rabbit and Daniel Craig for Knives Out.
I win.
This category is so good.
I win.
This year's music or comedy is awesome.
Yeah. Everybody here deserves to win this.
Exactly.
Everybody. They're, like, because Roman Griffin Davis, Jojo Rabbit.
So he was a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. He was great. The thing with that boy is that he plays a child that has been basically brainwashed by the German propaganda machine.
Nice.
And he's just fantastic. Daniel Craig, The Last Gentleman, Benoit Bonnier.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say that three times fast.
I can't. I don't think I said it right the first time. But, you know, as the super sleuth in Knives Out, he carried that movie. He was absolutely fantastic. Leonardo DiCaprio. So much range of emotion.
We talked about Leo already. We talked about the foreign press's love for Tarantino in this movie. And yes, he is nominated. I think, I don't know, for me, it's between Leo and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, probably.
It's one of those things. And again, I think out of those two, I would say Leo would probably edge it out. Only because of the exposure of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, it's going to, despite the fact that, you know, everyone has Netflix, not everybody's watched this movie.
Correct.
Like, I've had to recommend this movie to more people than I feel I should.
The thing with Leonardo DiCaprio in this is he deserves it just for the scene within the movie where he is playing the desperado-er.
Yep.
And yep, he's like, it's crazy because you're watching.
The one with Luke Perry and Timothy Olyphant.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're watching him at that table. And they're sitting and they're talking, and you forget that you're watching another movie about this actor.
Right.
And you're just like, I'm watching a Western right now. And then he calls out line,
yep,
off screen,
yep,
and it breaks you, and it's just...
It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And I forget her name, and I don't feel like looking it up live right here on the radio show.
The little girl.
The little girl crushes it. She's the youngest daughter in American Housewife, which is a great sitcom on ABC. You should definitely check it out. But she was fantastic. Fantastic,
yeah.
And it's a shame she's not nominated for one of these awards.
Yeah,
Best Director for a Motion Picture. We got Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, Todd Phillips for Joker, Sam Mendes for 1917, and Bo Joon Ho for Parasite?
Yes.
Parasite, yeah. Again, this is a stacked category.
Right.
This is the best of all the categories, just loaded up. Like, there's no losers in this one.
Yeah.
There really isn't. And it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see Scorsese. You're going to see Scorsese or whoever doesn't win Best Picture.
Yeah.
they're going to win this one. So if The Irishman wins, then you're going to see Tarantino win this. If Irishman doesn't win, you're going to see Joker win.
Yeah, Todd Phillips is a... Can you believe that?
Yeah.
The guy who did Old School is definitely going to be nominated for Best Picture, Best Director Oscar at some point next year.
Yeah, he has to.
I mean, that's Old School, Hangover, and now we have this. Like, good for him. Yeah. And he made a boatload because he took points on this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he made a boatload of money off this. Yeah, I agree 100% with you. It's definitely between Scorsese, Tarantino, and Todd Phillips. Best Screenplay for a Motion Picture. Stephen Zelane for The Irishman, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Anthony McCarden for The Two Popes, Bong Joon-ho and Jin-Won Han for Parasite, and Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story. It's got to be The Irishman.
I was going to say...
That was a movie made for screenplays. It's either that or Tarantino.
I was going to say Tarantino or Marriage Story. Because you're talking about a movie in Marriage Story that's about dialogue. It's a dialogue-driven movie.
That's why I immediately went to Irishman. I mean, the whole movie's a talkie.
That's true. You
know, it's a talkie.
That's true. That's true. It's tough. It's really tough. Because I haven't sat down and read all of the screenplays of these.
And again, people love them some Tarantino screenplays.
Yeah, the only thing with the Tarantino screenplays is most of that movie is silent driving.
It's true. So, it's one of the least talky movies he's done.
You know, so for that, I think that kind of puts it away for me just because I'm like, what is in the screenplay? And then the car drives.
He just had all the lyrics for all the radio stations he was playing.
Yeah, right.
I'm going Irishman on this one.
I'm
going
to go Marriage Story.
All right. Best foreign language film.
Oh.
Have you seen any of them?
No, I have not.
All right.
I think Les Miserables is here.
I've read Parasite twice, so I'm guessing that's going to win.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't seen them. Best animated feature film, Toy Story 4, Missing Link, The Lion King. I have some gripe with. How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World. Is it the 14th How to Train Your Dragon?
Okay. Yes.
And Frozen 2. Okay. Yes, The Lion King is an animated movie, but Disney was categorizing it as the live-action remake.
Oh, yeah.
It should be disqualified for them selling it as a live-action remake, despite the fact that it was completely animated.
Yeah, well, the whole thing was stupid, and I don't think the movie was as good as the original.
Absolutely not. We did the original Lion King on the podcast, thatmovieshow.net, and we talked about how, I mean, it was... It's asinine that, like, there was 12 writers on this remake, and it's literally line for line a copy and paste of the original script. You writers did not earn your check on that one. I'm sorry.
No. Frozen.
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, man.
Year of sequels, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, Missing Link, that's got to be a sequel to something.
No, Missing Link is the only one that isn't.
Oh, interesting. Is John Cena in that one?
No. Zach Galifianakis plays a Yeti.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I didn't.
Don't. Anyway, he tries too hard. Best original score for a motion picture. We got Motherless Brooklyn, 1917, Marriage Story, Joker, Little Women.
I think Motherless Brooklyn's going to take this just because Edward Norton just tried so hard, and I don't think it worked.
Oh, that's right. That is his movie.
Yeah,
that's too bad. That kind of looked good.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, let's just get to the supporting actresses because Katz is going to win the music.
I'm guessing. Sure.
That's the only reason it's made. Okay, supporting actress. I'm looking at her picture. I can't believe J-Lo's nominated. I saw Hustlers. You can hear my review on thatmovieshow.net. It was a wildly mediocre movie that does not deserve an award, but she's nominated.
She's going to win.
She did a great pole dance in it.
She's going to win.
I'm going to go Margot Robbie for Bombshell.
I think that Jennifer Lopez is going to win an award she doesn't deserve.
An award she doesn't deserve. Supporting actor in a motion picture. We got Brad Pitt, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Anthony Hopkins, and Tom Hanks.
God.
Oh, that's a stacked deck right there. It's got to be Pesci.
Got to be Pesci.
It has to be Pesci. He hasn't worked in over 10 years, and he crushed it.
Yeah.
He crushed it in The Irishman.
It's Pesci or Hanks, circa 1994.
What year is it?
1994,
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Come on.
Anthony Hopkins?
All right. That's going to wrap up our Golden Globes special here on That Movie Show on North Shore 104.9, presented by Showcase Cinemas. Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at The Eddie McCabe. Hashtag That Movie Show. And if you go right now to our Facebook page, right now, Facebook.com/ThatMovieShowTV. We are going to continue this conversation, go a little bit more in-depth into the movies, and also cover some of the TV nominations for the Golden Globes. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week right here on That Movie Show, presented by Showcase Cinemas on North Shore 104.9.
Bye, man. That's Movie Valley, Movie Hollywood. Moving on. What a great break we just had.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man, if you were listening to the radio show and you jumped over, oh, man, you missed a ton of fun over
welcome.
Here.
Welcome, goddammit. Welcome.
Yeah. We're now in the blue hour or whatever.
Yeah. I picked this lighting just for our blue humor.
The blue humor.
The blue hour. So, yes, if you're just joining us, thanks for jumping over from the radio show. We are talking the Golden Globes, which are next Wednesday. We just ran down all the movie categories.
Yeah.
We actually made it through all of them. The only one we skipped is this one, and it just pissed me off that Cats was going to be winning.
Cats is going to win. It's going to be. It might actually be Into the Unknown.
I'm calling goddamn shenanigans on this because it's like a 40-year-old song.
It's probably going to be Into the Unknown, Frozen 2.
What's that? See, I would be fine with that. I would be absolutely fine. Even I'm gonna say it. Even the song, fucking I'm gonna love me again, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's like when somebody won a Grammy. It was a metal band. It was either Megadeth or Metallica. Or somebody won a Grammy for like a 20-year-old album,
really?
But they like re-released something and it was like they got a Grammy. I'm like, no. Shenanigans.
Yeah. No, you
shenanigans.
Metallica, you don't get another you don't get another Grammy for Load.
You don't get to do this. That's it's the 2019 awards.
Yes.
Cats. Fuck you.
Well, it's Taylor Swift singing it.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. It's Taylor Swift singing that song. Not
now. Is that cat hair digital or is it?
I don't know.
Is it a suit
weird
and makeup?
It's weird. The whole movie's weird.
It looks digital.
I need to get so high to watch that movie.
I think we do it. That high show?
Yeah. Well, what? the film Historians.
Oh, you have copyrighted that one, I think.
I already did.
You already did.
I already did.
I like
you
it.
Can follow it at Film Historians on Twitter.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Coming to a comedy club near you.
Basically.
Or just two guys sitting at a bar.
Yeah, right. Basically, Film Historians. I'm going to get you high and explain film concepts.
That's going to be so weird.
I'm going to film concepts for you.
All right. Want to jump in the TV?
Yeah, might as well.
Let's do it. The best television series for a drama. Succession, The Morning Show, Killing Eve, The Crown, and Big Little Lies.
None of these shows are on actual TV.
Succession is HBO.
Is Succession HBO?
But that's not TV. It's HBO. Yeah. checks in the mail. Thank you, HBO.
You asshole.
So The Morning Show. Okay.
That's on Apple Plus.
It's on Apple Plus. I remember seeing the first promo for it, and it looked really good. Then I saw the Apple Plus logo. I'm like, I'm never going to see it.
Yes.
And then I heard it was like a very watered down PG-rated version of like the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
heard.
I'm like, fuck. You guys, you have this platform to do a really good show. You got a bunch of cool people. Like I think Steve Carell's in it.
He is.
And it's the Jennifer Aniston one,
yes.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Fuck you guys. Fuck Apple.
Yeah. No.
Android, bitch. So Big Little Lies, I've heard of. I haven't watched it.
The girl
what's
from,
that on?
That might also be HBO. But Big Little Lies has the girl from The Christmas Chronicles.
Ah, well. Go to thatmovieshow.net. You can find our review on that and how much Eddie loves her.
She's terrible.
Yeah, she's awful. The Crown, of course, Olivia Colman, who kind of cleaned up last year, who I'm so happy is getting all the accolades because I'm a huge Peep Show fan. I talked about it last year. Killing Eve, was AMC, then moved to Netflix, I think?
I believe so. But that's the one where the woman that was in Grey's Anatomy, the Asian woman, she plays like an FBI person.
Sandra Oh?
Sandra Oh. Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing promos during The Walking Dead when it was on AMC.
Yeah, Succession.
If it's the same fucking show, I don't know. Succession.
I think so.
I watched part of season one. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. But they're meaty episodes to get through.
Yeah,
and they're I think they're hour long episodes. So it's like you got to really commit to that shit.
Yeah, you got to get into it.
Yeah. But you know, I'm going with Succession because it's the one I've seen.
Yeah.
But I think The Crown could probably win. Let's see. Best performance by an actress in a television series, drama. Reese Witherspoon, The Morning Show. Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies. That's right. That is an HBO show. Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, Olivia Colman for The Crown, and Jennifer Aniston for The Morning Show.
Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fuck Apple. You guys blew it completely.
Yeah.
Best performance by an actor in a television series drama. Billy Porter for Pose. Tobias Menzies for The Crown. Rami Malek for Mr. Robot. Kit Harington for Game of Thrones. Brian Cox for Succession.
Kit Harington.
Everybody hated the last season. I haven't watched any of the Game of Thrones, but everybody fucking hated it.
Yeah, but it's still the goodbye tour.
Fuck that shit.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm going Billy Porter in Pose.
Sure.
I'm going Billy, like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, he fucking crushed it. That was an FX show. I'm going with that.
I still think Kit Harington. Just for exactly the reason I think it's just
stick
goodbye.
The landing. You can't win an award for not sticking the landing.
I agree, but it's still the
best television series, comedy or musical. The Politician. That's the Netflix one with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep.
That looks really good. I gotta get that. I gotta watch that. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. This is one that has been cleaning up awards for like 3 years, and every time an award show comes around and it starts winning, I'm like, I'm gonna sit down and watch it. I never fucking do.
Yeah.
Kominsky Method. Another one. Michael Douglas. And what's his name? Who else is in that? Another old guy.
I can't remember.
Well, again, it's been on for like 3 seasons and it wins awards. That's what it does. Fleabag, another one. It's been on for like, that's another one I want to fucking watch.
They cleaned up last year.
It looks so good. And Barry.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going with Barry.
I'm going with Barry as well. That show's so funny.
Barry is awesome. I re-binged both of the seasons like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's such a good show. Bill Hader crushes it.
He's so funny.
It is awesome. So I'm going Barry. I don't care what anybody else says.
Yeah, sure.
Fight me. I'll meet you in the parking lot. It's Barry time. Best performance by an actress in a television series, comedy, or musical. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Fleabag. Natasha Lyonne for Russian Doll. Kirsten Dunst on Becoming a God in Central Florida.
Jesus.
Oh, you lose. You're disqualified. That name sucks. Rachel Bronsonen? Rachel Bronsonen, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And Christina Applegate, Dead to Me. Okay, I have thoughts on Dead to Me.
Okay.
Again.
Is it dead to you?
It is, actually. Netflix sucked me in. It looked good.
Sure.
It looked like dark humor.
Sure.
It's about a woman who's going to like grieving support groups. Her husband dies.
Yep.
And then she kind of gets conned by this other woman who's there. And I'm trying not to spoil too much of it if someone hasn't watched it. But it went from being mildly humorous to just like it triggered every one of my depression triggers. By the last 3 episodes, I was like in a real dark place. It's not like, oh, they did a good job. It was a very thought, like Joker is mental illness type of stuff.
Yeah.
This was like the last 3 episodes of Dead to Me. I felt horrible.
That's not fun.
I hated where I was. So sorry. No, I wanted to like it a lot.
It's going to be Fleabag.
Has to be
Phoebe Waller.
I've heard good things about Russian Doll.
I heard good things about Russian Doll. I haven't seen it, but
Natasha Lyonne's kind of had a resurgence. Remember when she kind of disappeared? Like literally, people were like searching for her on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, like she went down like a drug hole or something like that, and just went off the grid, like almost Randy Quaidish, just without the weird sex tapes, and like all of a sudden she popped back up in Orange Is the New Black, and she's just been doing great ever since.
Good for her.
I don't know anything about the Kirsten Dunst one, but Hollywood Reporter thinks it's going to win, but that title sucks.
Yeah, sure.
On Becoming a God in Central Florida.
What a weird name.
I'm guessing she's playing some kind of evangelist or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Robbing the hayseeds of their dollars. Best performance by an actor in a television series, comedy, or musical. Let's see. Remy Youssef for Remy?
Sure.
That can't be right.
Yep.
Okay. Paul Rudd for Living With Yourself, but which one?
Yeah. Oh.
Which character?
Yes.
Which character?
Both of them.
Okay.
Him as a whole.
Ben Platt for The Politician, Bill Hader for Barry, and Michael Douglas for Kominsky Method. I'm sticking with Barry. I haven't. This is the show that the
Tom Brady
did the massage parlor thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm going with Paul Rudd.
Okay. I'm sticking with Bill Hader. Team Barry. Best television limited series or motion picture made for television. Unbelievable, The Loudest Voice, Fosse Verdon, Chernobyl, and Catch-22.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
Really?
Yeah, that was ridiculously good.
I mean, I was going to go Fosse Verdon.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell kind of crushed in it. And it's Sam Rockwell.
I love Sam Rockwell.
How do you vote against Sam Rockwell?
Chernobyl.
Okay.
I'm still going with Chernobyl.
That's how.
It was just, it was so good. It was so good.
Best performance by an actor in a limited series or a motion picture made for television. Sacha Baron Cohen, The Spy. Sam Rockwell, Fosse Verdon. Jared Harris, Chernobyl. Russell Crowe, The Loudest Voice. Christopher Albert for Catch-22. Who's Russell Crowe playing in that? What is that? The Loudest Voice.
I don't know, it looks like
Chaney.
It looks like Chaney, but I mean, it's Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even see the Sacha Baron Cohen one. The last thing he did was that
Borat.
Well, it's like a Borat knockoff. It was what he did on Showtime. What is it? This Is America or America or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, the first three episodes were good.
Yeah.
It got repetitive for like three more. But then he really stuck the landing because the last 15 minutes of the last episode is him in character doing an interview in a Las Vegas suite with O.J. Simpson, and he keeps talking about killing his wife.
That's amazing.
Sacha Baron Cohen. He's making reference to O.J. about killing women, and O.J.'s like, I can't say that, man. You know, people will kill me, man.
Oh,
and
I'm like, geez.
And it was the most uncomfortable 15 minutes, but so good.
That's amazing.
So good for him. But yeah, Sam Rockwell.
Yeah,
Sam Rockwell wins awards. That's what he does now.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's somehow what he does now.
He used to be the red shirt in Galaxy Quest. Now he's this.
Yeah.
Best performance by an actress in a limited series, motion picture made for television. Michelle Williams, Fosse Verdon. Merritt Weaver, Unbelievable. Helen Mirren, Catherine the Great. Joey King, The Act. And Caitlin Dever, Unbelievable.
Now, Unbelievable. Nice. I'm going to go with Michelle Williams.
Me too.
On this. You know, it's always so tough when we make it to these like limited series and like the Golden Globes and the SAG Awards because it's like, I didn't see half of these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
if it wasn't on HBO or FX, I probably didn't see it.
Right.
You know? Sorry, I'm not digging into every streaming service. We already said fuck Apple.
Like Helen Mirren, you're fantastic. And I bet Catherine the Great was good. Mm. But God, I don't know where was it?
That was HBO, I think.
Oh, it was on HBO? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't even have HBO.
Oh. So well, that's on you.
I know that's on me.
That's on you.
Actually, I think I do because I watch what's it called? I watched Last Week Tonight.
Watch Barry.
And I watch Barry. So, yeah.
So you definitely do.
I definitely do.
You have no excuse. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role. God, these categories just keep getting longer. Best supporting actress in a miniseries. Helena Bonham Carter, another one. I can say her name when I'm not reading it. It was like Mahershala Ali last year.
Yeah.
I can say Mahershala Ali all day. The second I'm reading Mahershala,
yeah, you can't say
it.
Mahershala.
Helena Bonham Carter for The Crown. Emily Watson for Chernobyl, Meryl Streep, Big Little Lies, Toni Collette, Unbelievable, and Patricia Arquette, The Act.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Emily Watson for Chernobyl. I just liked that performance.
Patricia Arquette has done a lot of award baity shit lately.
That was also on HBO. So I definitely do have HBO.
I'm glad that we cleared that up after you have been like, oh, that HBO show is great. That HBO show is great. I don't have HBO, but that show's great. What?
Wait, what?
You're a big fan of Barry, but you don't have HBO. Bootlegger.
Yeah, I don't believe in bootlegging, so this is weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be either The Crown or Chernobyl.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'll go Emily Watson. Why not? Did she play Hermione?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't watch those movies. Not a fan of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Best supporting actor in a miniseries. Henry Winkler and Barry. Okay, this is weird.
Yeah, because why is Barry?
Barry's a regular show.
Yes.
All right, so now this is where the Golden Globe starts getting
they're all wonky.
Their categories.
Succession's
another one.
Fleabag.
These are all shows.
Kominsky Method.
Another one.
Chernobyl, that's it. There's no more Chernobyl.
Did I read it wrong? Best performance by an actor supporting role in a...
Limited series.
In a series. Oh, it's everything. Oh.
No, in
supporting roles cover everybody.
Oh, in series, limited series, series motion picture, see, made for television.
Okay, so
got it.
It's just best supporting actor.
Catch all.
Best supporting actor on TV could have covered this whole goddamn thing.
Right.
Alan Arkin for Kominsky Method, Kieran Culkin for Succession, Andrew Scott for Fleabag, Stellan Skarsgård for Chernobyl, and Henry Winkler for Barry. Henry Winkler won last year, right?
I don't know, but he deserves to win every year. Henry Winkler is
definitely won for Barry, either the first season or the second. I think last season he won for Barry.
He deserves it again.
He does.
Henry Winkler is the nicest man in television.
You've mentioned that. Because you shared time with him.
I've hung out with him.
In a cage.
Yeah, it's weird. I have weird.
It's on one of our episodes.
I have weird.
Oh, it's on Here Comes the Boom?
Here Comes the Boom.
Ugh, yeah, we did that one. It's in the archives.
I also bought a Fine 4 DVD set that had Here Comes the Boom, Pixels, Joe Dirt 2.
Two. Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirt 2, not Joe Electric Dirt 1.
Boogaloo.
And Grown Ups 2.
Boo.
So we should watch the other three movies that are there. Especially Joe Dirt 2. God.
We should have done one of those shitty movies because of Uncut Gems hitting theater. But oh well. We didn't think about it.
I mean, like, we should probably like sit down with like a big calendar and like map out shit more.
We did it over the summer.
We
definitely did it over the summer. We did it last year.
Yeah, we just kind of fell out of it.
Whatever.
Patreon.com.
Yeah. You want us to actually like schedule stuff? Fucking pay us.
Here's the thing. We're working on trying to do a live show.
We're trying to come to see you.
Yeah.
The people.
We want to see the people. See us.
Who you got on this one?
I'm going with Henry Winkler. He's my boy.
That's right.
Henry Winkler's my boy.
You're not going with Chernobyl?
No. Henry Winkler. We're going to jump a shark together.
I think because he won last year, he's not going to get it, even though he was great this season.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Kieran Culkin was really good in Succession. I haven't watched the last season.
You look like your brother, but less weird.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a normal Culkin.
He
looks like how Kevin should have grown up.
Yeah, right. No, this is how Macaulay should have turned out.
But this was the piss his pants kid in the movie.
Yes, it was.
What was his name? Butters?
Sure. Oh, gee, Dad.
Butters or
Butters,
Scooter?
Scotch?
Skeeter?
Skeeters.
What do you got there, Skeeter?
Yeah, Skeeters.
Stop drinking that Pepsi, you some bitch. Gonna piss the bed. Yeah. Alan Arkin, that was the other guy I was thinking of with Michael Douglas for Kominsky Method. Yeah. I mean, the categories really drop off as this show goes on.
It's really a top-heavy movie.
That musical or comedy movie category is fucking awesome. That's all of them. Yeah. Like, the musical comedy in the movies is... It's a category to watch for actors, for directors, for
everything.
The best movie.
This is where the only thing missing is Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
That's like if you told me that Dolan.
Very weird, isn't it?
It could be.
Not even an actor nomination.
Yeah, I think that.
I think they're just pushing
Oscars. I don't think that they're looking for Golden Globes.
Now that I'm looking at these again, I think Disney pissed off the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Probably.
Because the animated category is the only place, now that I'm thinking of it, that has anything Disney related.
Yeah, I think...
That includes Marvel, that includes Star Wars, that includes Pixar.
Pixar, you know. What is it? This is going to take a second. I'm looking at the SAG Awards for 2020 because they're nominated for some stuff for that.
But and I heard they're pushing Downey for the Oscars.
Even though he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to because he doesn't want to do all the junkets and all the press and all the bullshit. Right. But they're going to nominate him anyway. Endgame is the biggest movie of all time.
Right.
And even though, again, most purists don't think money means anything, we've made the argument that it does.
Yeah, because
people seen the movie. It's a worthwhile movie to be nominated because everybody loved it. You know, sorry, it's long, I know.
Yeah, the only thing in the SAG Awards is stunt ensemble.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Disney
definitely pissed somebody off. Because there's nothing. No nominations.
Again, I think it's going to be purely Oscars. I don't think they care about any of these other ones.
They can't. They can't. It's only animated where Disney's represented. Yeah. And Disney owned the theaters all year.
All year.
All fucking year.
You know, because you're looking... So, basically, outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture is Bombshell, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. So...
What is with Parasite?
It's the token foreign movie this year.
Okay. It's Roma?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Roma. It's that movie you've never heard of. from
until
land.
The awards, and now everybody has to watch it, or at least say they watched it, or so they can be cool.
Yeah, you know,
I saw Parasite. It was moving.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah,
I tried watching Roma. It was exhausting.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I mean, it was pretty for about 10 minutes, but sure. Okay, yeah. I get it. I'm not reading today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I do think that it's going to be nominated for a bunch of things for the Oscars.
Parasite?
No, Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah. If anything, it should be Parasite Eve, the 2001 PlayStation game.
Nice. Nice. I actually remember that.
Based on some sort of book.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, PlayStation 1, Parasite Eve.
Oh, how many PlayStations are there now? Are they up to 5?
They're going to release the 5 soon. I think it's next year. I'm super excited.
I'm still on an original Xbox 360. It's in a box right now, probably.
Oh, see, I got broken. 2 PlayStation 4s.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I got the regular and the pro.
Must be rough being Eddie McCabe.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Brand deal. I'm now obligated to tell you that one of those PlayStations was brought to you by Asylum Gaming and Esports.
What are you doing with that?
Streaming video games on it.
I've never seen you stream a video game.
Yeah, well, you don't pay attention to anything I do then.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all.
I'm pretty sure I'm linked to all your accounts anyway, so that's not true at all.
No, we definitely spend far too much time together. You would have noticed.
When the fuck do you stream? We can barely get this show done. We're doing 5 today.
That is the point. I don't have time.
I can't play video games, even though they're paying me to play video games.
Patreon.com.
Seriously.
The whole thing.
We got to do one. We have to get one going.
Patreon.com. Showcase Cinemas. Subscribe.
Seriously. Support Showcase Cinemas so they'll pay us more.
Yeah. Tell Showcase Cinemas how awesome we are, and we deserve double.
Get Showcase Subscribe. Tell them that movie show sent you, please.
You know what we should do is we should start one of those Amazon.
Are we just begging the last 10 minutes of the show?
Yeah, we are. No, but what we should do is we should do one of those Amazon affiliate links so that
is
we
that like a wish list.
No, maybe.
I'm gonna start a wish list. We're gonna start send Amazon me a fucking futon. I need a place to live.
Yeah. No, Amazon basically...
I'm going to be like one of those fucking cam girl whores. I got a fucking Cash App, bitch. Send me money.
Yeah, we should.
And I'll shake it at the Coyote Ugly. We are the worst.
I think that we're done.
That's the Golden Globes.
That's the Golden Globes.
Oh, thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us for the first half on the radio show. It's that movie show on North Shore 104.9. And the cool thing about if you subscribe to our audio podcast is every Saturday morning, you get the radio show uploaded at 9:30 right after it airs on North Shore 104.9. Thank you to Showcase Cinemas for sponsoring the radio show. Thank you all for joining us here on our Golden Globe special for that movie show. Mike Wendt, Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt and at the Eddie McCabe. Hashtag that movie show. Send us recommendations for stuff to review, stuff to watch, or stuff to talk about. And of course, thatmovieshow.net for the archives and facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv for fun and shenanigans. Stuff and things.
Yeah, things and stuff.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Hooey Valley, Hooey Hollywood. We're in.